This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A huge fire continues to burn at a refinery in southwest Philadelphia following at least two explosions back at about 4 a.m. Eastern Time. A large fireball seen in the sky over the plant at the time of those blasts. Deputy Fire Commissioner Craig Murphy says despite hours of firefighting since,
it looks pretty, under control. It is not under control yet.
A report says President Trump's decision to back out of a planned military strike on Iran in retaliation for the downing of a U.S. drone on Wednesday went against the advice of Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and National Security Advisor John Bolton. The report says there were worries the strike would escalate the situation and cause civilian casualties. This is USA Radio News.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Hi, I'm Captain Obvious, and every day thousands of people book trips on Hotels.com. Trips you will later hate like. What's a hate like? It's when you like Becky's picture of another perfect waterfall, even though you kind of hate it. It's not that you hate Becky, it's that you hate that she's there, and you're at work listening to Lisa talk about her alleged food allergies. Don't hate like Becky's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded.
Prosecutors are not dropping murder charges against a decorated Navy SEAL, Eddie Gallagher, despite a surprise admission that another SEAL was the killer. A prosecution witness at the trial of Gallagher testified yesterday that Gallagher stabbed an injured ISIS fighter in 2017, but Navy SEAL Corey Scott was the one who then suffocated the teenager afterwards. After that initial admission, Gallagher's wife told reporters,
"To hear today that someone has finally had the bravery to stand up for the truth was refreshing."
But again, prosecutors are not dropping the charges against Gallagher, arguing that Scott only made the confession because he has immunity and doesn't want to see Gallagher go to prison. A pair of UFOs seen over Kansas City turning out to be balloons. After causing quite a stir last night, it was learned that the two balloons were actually launched in Maryland by the Department of Defense. And this is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
It was a shocking day in the trial of a former Navy SEAL accused of killing an ISIS prisoner overseas. Chief Edward Gallagher had been accused of premeditated murder while serving in Iraq, but U.S. Navy SEAL Corey Scott, who served as a medic, rocked the courtroom when he testified that he was the one who killed the prisoner. He made the admission during cross-examination. It was shocking for everyone as Scott was a witness for the prosecution. A Louisiana woman is dead after spending her honeymoon in the Dominican Republic, and friends believe it may be linked to the mysterious deaths on the island over the past several months. Her death marks at least the 10th American to die after visiting the Dominican Republic. Susan Samino was rushed to the hospital with fluid in her lungs less than a week after returning from Punta Cana. Doctors say Simino's death may not have anything to do with the trip to the Dominican Republic. An autopsy, though, has been planned to find out more. And Planters Peanuts unveiling a new pair of limited-edition basketball sneakers called Crunch Force One. The sneakers feature a combination of yellow, blue, and black, along with, of course, the company's mascot, Mr. Peanut. Fans only have until tomorrow to buy the shoes or while supplies last. They're available online at crunchforce1.com for $170. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us. We're happy to have Brent Bozell with us, the founder and president of the Media Research Center, who runs the largest media watchdog organization in America with over 800,000 members nationwide, over 12 million fans on Facebook, oh, by the way. And he, along with his co-author, Tim Graham, the executive editor of Newsbusters, are presenting Unmasked, Big Media's War Against Trump. Brent, always good to be talking to you. How are you, sir?
Bill, how are you? Thanks for having me.
Hey, great to have you here to lay out the facts. I mean, for so long, when you've got intentionally 90% of the media reporting on this president being negative, it's clear that the scales are out of balance.
With so much out of balance, Bill, that we've never seen anything like this. And I think it's got to be fair to say that something like this has never happened in the history of the Republic. I mean, you are closing in on unanimous negative coverage of a president and his administration when you've got 91, 93, 94, 89. We've been monitoring it every month since the election, or since the campaign.
Right.
In October of last year, I'm looking at it from our book right now. In October of last year, the White House came out with a list of accomplishments. Now, this is 6 months ago. 3.9 million Americans off food stamps. For every new regulation, 22 deregulations.
Exactly.
The biggest corporate tax cuts in history, killing the individual mandate on Obamacare. The most circuit judges named in 1 year in history, moving the embassy to Tel Aviv. 4 million new jobs. ISIS defeated militarily. I mean, it goes on and on and on. And yet, 93, 94, 92, 89% negative. They simply are not, A, they're not going to report any good news, positive news, and B, they're going to focus on whatever bad news they can, even if it means making it up.
What is it, Brent? Is it just because Donald Trump is an outsider? He doesn't have the magic ring, the secret handshake that doesn't allow him to be part of the Beltway culture? I mean, what is it about him that threatens him so much?
Bill, I see it as three things uniquely tied. One is that he represented the end of, or potentially, the end of the transformational revolution of Barack Obama. That's how big a threat he is. They thought that this transformational revolution, which was well on its way, was going to be, in effect, ratified by a Hillary Clinton administration, who also would become the first woman president. But you combine those two presidencies and potentially 16 consecutive years of it, and you really would change America definitively. So first, he posed a threat to that. Second, it was the fact that they created this monster. He was somebody that they had had as a Hollywood entity. They thought that he could be tied around the necks of Republicans because they could make a sheer mockery out of him. And yet, the stronger he got, the more they were enraged by the fact that he should still be there, the more disgusted they became, and the more they began to despise the man, to the point that it is visceral hatred that they have both in Washington and in Hollywood. And then the third element was that he declared war on them. They, you know, they've had opposition before from Nixon or Reagan, but nothing like this, where every single day, publicly, he put them on trial and questioned their honesty and questioned their effectiveness and humiliated them in public. So you put those three together, the threat to the revolution, the threat that he brought on and how they despised him, and then the war he waged on them, and I think it's a perfect storm, and that's what you got in return.
Well, Brent, he really neutralized him in a lot of ways. I mean, he is such a force unto himself. The media's been able to control the headlines all along, and now all of a sudden, they're not writing the headlines. Donald Trump's writing the headlines, and they're going, "Hey, who's moving our cheese?" Right?
It is driving them crazy. Now, you will have people like Les Moonves of CBS, president of CBS, did acknowledge that he was great, that he's great for ratings. And
yes.
You know, you can look at that and you can say, well, look, you know, they look how well they benefit from it. That might be the case at the ownership level or the administrative management level, but where it comes to the news level, they could care less about that. What they care about is how much he's controlling the agenda, the political agenda. But look, you know, with that 91, 93, 94% negative coverage, it hasn't affected his numbers. You know, his numbers go up a couple points, go down a couple points. As we wrote in our book, this is a news media that tried to destroy Donald Trump, but destroyed themselves instead. And by that, I mean that they have vaporized their credibility. I don't think you'll ever look at CNN again and see it as a news network. You'll never see MSNBC again as a news network, or the New York Times, or any such place. I don't think they can regain their credibility.
Well, the unfortunate thing of this, Brent, is that our founding fathers, you know, were clear about having a free and fair press. It is incumbent upon this republic that it have a media that is fair and balanced and can call balls and strikes. And when they fail to do so, I mean, we lose all that talent and that, you know, that part of what makes the republic work. You know, and it's unfortunate that they have blown themselves up. What do you think? I mean, is there a resurrection down the road for the mainstream media?
Well, let's start with the first part of it. I do believe that the media represent a threat to democracy. Any time that you so control the flow of information that you can, in fact, create realities that aren't there, then you have so affected the public conversation that you are in fact controlling the electorate, this is precisely what they have been trying to do. They spent months attempting to prevent him from becoming president. Since the moment he's been elected, their goal has been to remove him from the presidency. And in any way diminish what I've said. I mean that with every fiber of my being. Ever since the Mueller report came out.
Brent, we've got to go to quick break. Stay with us. More from Brent Bozell. Unmasked, big media's war against Trump after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story, but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez live.
Back with you. America, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. Brent Bozell continues with us. He says his book, Unmasked, Big Media's War Against Trump, is a story of a media that set out to destroy a president and his administration, but destroyed themselves instead. Brent, I want to pick up from where we left off, and that is that, you know, the media was so all in on the Mueller report that that was going to be the answer. We've spent upwards of $65 million just on the Mueller team alone. We've got expenses from the Senate side, the House side, you know, $65 million in counting has been spent to invalidate this presidency, to somehow lead to the road to impeachment. But, well, I'll tell you, that yellow brick road to impeachment, not only is it dangerous, but it's reckless on the part of Democrats and what they're putting at risk.
Yeah, we talk about this in the book, pointing out that we went to press right before the Mueller report came out. But we pointed out that really it just didn't matter how it was going to come out. The media's coverage was just going to be continued, and which is exactly what's happened. We then looked at what the impeachment debate was going to look like, and it is as we saw it. What we saw was two different forces within the Democratic Party. They seemed that the elder statesmen, the sober ones, were going to look at this as a very bad idea. Mm-hmm. In fact, on the record, whether it was Nancy Pelosi or Joe Biden or Chuck Schumer or anyone of Steny Hoyer, mm-hmm. all the senior citizens of the Democratic Party have been on the record against this impeachment because they saw what it did to Bill Clinton mm-hmm. and how Bill Clinton used it for his reelection. On the other hand, you've got the Democratic Party that is controlled by the radicals.
Right.
And they are radicals, unlike anything we've ever seen in our lifetime. And the question was, would they control the senior citizens? And the answer is yes. That's what they're doing. So there's going to be an impeachment. Of course, that impeachment goes nowhere with the Senate. So why do the impeachment? In the hopes that it will damage the presidency.
Exactly.
And that, Bill, now takes us to what is the short-term impact of the press. They've lost all their credibility for the future. But up to this point, have they caused enough trouble for Trump? Can they cause enough trouble for Trump between now and the election to count to move the needle 2 or 3 percentage points? Quite possibly, mm-hmm. and in a close race, that determines the presidency. On the other hand, can they so embolden Trump's base the way he wants them emboldened because of them to become mobilized and turn out in the kinds of numbers that increases his turnout by 2 or 3%? Quite possibly.
Right.
Bottom line, Bill, either way, the media will control the election next year.
Well, in the book, you address, you know, the top 10 media and talking heads who hate Trump the most. Let's go down the list here real quick, starting with Jim Acosta.
Well, Jim Acosta came in at number one, and, mm-hmm. and we write that Jim Acosta would probably be offended if he didn't come in number one. Jim Acosta doesn't like reporting the news. Let's be very clear about this. Jim Acosta wants to be the news.
The news, exactly.
To the point that he's just written a book all about himself and Donald Trump. This is the state of play in journalism today in CNN. And if I can mention one thing about CNN, and this gets to the questions you were asking before. CNN was once a powerhouse in the news media today. As of 2 months ago, their viewership, nighttime average viewership, was 271,000 people. Mm-hmm. That represents 0.2% of the American population. That 571,000 represents, there are more people who own pet chickens in America than watch CNN.
Right.
And there are more prostitutes than viewers of CNN. Now, that was at 571. As of this month, it's dropped down to 529.
They're going in the wrong direction. But
right. And
you
they've
know,
got Jim Acosta as their star power.
Right, exactly. MSNBC.
MSNBC, we gave number two to Joe and Mika. Interestingly enough, and why? Because there's a certain hypocrisy there. In November of 2015, Joe was such a fan of Donald Trump. He talked about his gut instinct and strength. In 2016, he said that the sight of Trump's plane landing in Iowa was, quote, like the Pope had landed with the Middle East peace pact and 3,000 years of war. Now he calls him the tyrannical president.
Right, exactly.
He calls him a Nazi.
He's deranged, mentally deranged and all that endless stuff.
Yeah.
And you got George, our buddy George Stephanopoulos.
Number three. Now think about this. George Stephanopoulos gave $75,000 to the Clinton Foundation and saw no conflict whatsoever in covering the Clinton campaign. If there wasn't a conflict of interest, then I don't know what a conflict of interest is. And he's the head of the biggest show on ABC. Another way of showing his bias, if you're Mark Levin and you've written number one bestsellers, you might scratch your head and say, you know, why have I never gotten 1 second of airtime on George Stephanopoulos' show? James Comey comes out with his book, Attacking Trump, and he gets unheard of. He was given the entire hour devoted to his book. That's the double standard. Why did the president go on George Stephanopoulos' show last week? I'll never understand that. Very bad decision.
Sometimes I think Donald Trump does this to amuse himself. Even in answering his question, when they asked about if he got a phone call from a foreign, from a foreign country with Oppo Research. What Donald Trump is probably guilty of, being honest, because most politicians would have done exactly the same thing, but they would have said, they would have answered it differently. They would have said, well, of course not. Of course I'd give that phone call to the FBI.
You do not. I can tell you that the Hillary Clinton campaign probably got 100 phone calls from people saying, I've got dirt on Donald Trump. And when that happens, you take the call. You call the FBI only when you find something suspicious in that phone call. By the way, no candidate says, let me put you on hold while I call the FBI. So I really liked him doing that. Now, on the other hand, I think there was probably a little bit of hubris in his decision to go on Stephanopoulos' show.
Sure, right.
Now I can handle them. Well, not every time you can.
Right, exactly. Every late night talk show host from Kimmel, Colbert, and Maher, I know Jimmy Fallon's not there because he tries to stay apolitical. It's good for him. But that was number four.
Yeah, but because they have all become so weaponized on late night television, inserting themselves in the political dialogue, they're not funny. When they call the president, as Bill Maher does, a terrorist and a dangerous menace, and drug resistant super gonorrhea, when Jimmy Kimmel, puts on a porn star to talk about the president of the United States penis size, when Stephen Colbert, calls him, I won't even go through the words he's called them. Samantha Bee goes after the daughter of the president and calls her a feckless C-word, and the audience bursts out in laughter. I mean, it's pretty disgusting. And the question we ask in the book is, can you name me, Steve Allen was the original host of the talk show host, can anyone name me his politics?
Right.
And the answer is, you can't. And I will tell you, he was one of the most left-wing people in America. You never saw it on his TV show.
Johnny Carson the same way, Brent.
That's right. You never saw them. And they kept it, or they were even-handed, and a candidate could joke on both sides. You could laugh. Not anymore.
Sadly. Unmasked. Big Media's War Against Trump. Brent Bozell has been our guest. Brent, as we wrap things up, of course, we're going to link the book on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Book available at all the usual places. Final takeaway, for the readers. What do you want them to get from this?
Well, I think the conservatives need to understand that their number one enemy is not Nancy Pelosi. It is not Chuck Schumer. It is not a silly woman, AOC. It's not any one of the 38 presidential candidates. It's the national news media. They're the ones that are out to destroy the conservative movement.
There it is. Brent Bozell. Thank you, Brent. Take care. Bankers and elites have scoffed at the prospect of cyber or cryptocurrency for decades. In spite of this, cryptocurrency has continued to grow and become a viable alternative to traditional banking and money. Now, surprise, those same elites are realizing they got it wrong and, like the housing bust, are starting to invest big time. And guess what? You got it. Cryptocurrency. As they say, follow the money. Many other independent and forward-thinking investors have seen and are realizing the cryptocurrency investment advantage. And here at BillMartinezLive.com, we're making it easy for you to educate yourself and find out how cryptocurrency can become a part of your future and how a small investment could turn into big returns for you and your family. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner ad, and get all the information you need to take advantage of this money paradigm shift. Remember when you could buy Amazon, Facebook, and Google for dollars? That was another paradigm shift. So don't miss out. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A huge fire continues to burn at a refinery in southwest Philadelphia following at least two explosions back at about 4 a.m. Eastern Time. A large fireball seen in the sky over the plant at the time of those blasts. Deputy Fire Commissioner Craig Murphy says despite hours of firefighting since,
it looks pretty, under control. It is not under control yet.
A report says President Trump's decision to back out of a planned military strike on Iran in retaliation for the downing of a U.S. drone on Wednesday went against the advice of Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and National Security Advisor John Bolton. The report says there were worries the strike would escalate the situation and cause civilian casualties. This is USA Radio News.
Hi. I'm Captain Obvious, and every day thousands of people book trips on Hotels.com. Trips you will later hate like. What's a hate like? It's when you like Becky's picture of another perfect waterfall, even though you kind of hate it. It's not that you hate Becky, it's that you hate that she's there, and you're at work listening to Lisa talk about her alleged food allergies. Don't hate like Becky's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live.
I know it almost seems that way, like Mission Impossible, trying to get the Republicans and Democrats together. But, ladies and gentlemen, bringing this country back on track, we have to think as one, e pluribus unum. It is about the United States, not the divided states of America. With us right now is Steve Cortez. He is a CNN political commentator. We have lots of things to talk about, Steve, especially your viral video. But before we get to that, a lot of people were going to bed last night and praying that praying about the president's decision to retaliate for the downing of our drone by Iran. And thank God the president asked a very pertinent question. And from what I understand, he asked how many people will die as a result of our attack. And the military brain trust, their respondent said probably about 150, there will be 150 people dying. And the president says, wait, let's make sure. And even though everything was set in motion for a retaliatory strike, planes were, fueled, ready to go. All the weapons were in place. He decided to pull back at the last second, and thank God.
Yeah, Bill, I couldn't agree more. I mean, quite literally, thank God that we have a leader, who is being in charge of the lethality of the United States military is an awesome responsibility, right? I mean, it truly
right.
is. And I think that his predecessors have been far too willing to use our American force abroad and not always really to advance American interests and to put American lives at risk, not to mention people in other countries. This commander-in-chief was elected, at least in part, to stop those endless wars that we have engaged in now for decades. And so I am really just gratified and proud and impressed with him that he's being judicious. Now, that doesn't mean that he's not tough, doesn't mean he's not retaliating in other ways, and it doesn't mean that he still, of course, has the option to retaliate with military force, you know, at any point if needed. But I love that he is slow to use American force, that he is slow to intervene abroad, because, again, both of his predecessors, Obama and Bush, in my view, were far too interventionist, were far too willing to use American force, and the cost to America, both in blood and treasure, was staggering.
Exactly.
Part of our 2016 movement, part of America First, was putting our priorities first rather than constant intervention overseas.
Maybe he's channeling Teddy Roosevelt. What do you think? Walk softly and carry a big stick.
Right. No, it could be. And, you know, again, you know, I don't think anyone in the world would doubt the seriousness of President Trump if they were to cross him in a way that they, you know, that truly threatens America. That his, you know, his willingness to retaliate, his willingness to be forceful is very real. But again, he's being judicious, and proportionality is so important here. They shot down a drone. Now, that doesn't mean we just, you know, dismiss it. Of course, you know, there has to be a response. But is the response to shooting down an unmanned drone directly intervene in the country of Iran? Well, not necessarily. That might not be proportional. And certainly that's what he has decided, at least for now, that, you know, killing a lot of Iranians is not proportional to them shooting down a drone, you know, again, at least for now.
Exactly. And, Steve, there seems to be a question. The military has insisted that we were in neutral airspace, that we were not over their territory. This has been a consistent insistence on their part. And, of course, you know, those on the left, including your buddy Cuomo, has said, well, you know, how much can we trust the military intelligence corps? After all, they were the ones that said there were weapons of mass destruction. You know, they still come up with that false flag argument. But that's something else for another day. But
well,
nonetheless,
you know, let's interrupt for a second. What really astounds me about that whole line of reasoning is they're willing to accept any time that the intelligence community says anything, and by the way, half the time this isn't official, it's leaked, of course, but any time they said something under, and particularly President Obama's intelligence community, that they said anything that in any way maligns President Trump, they are to be believed as if it is gospel truth.
Right.
Whatever they said. But then in this case, no, we can't believe them at all. So, you know, the inconsistency there is really stark.
Well, and the thing to your point that is aggravating as well is Donald Trump will come back and say, look at I got wiretapped at Trump Towers, and because he didn't use the correct language, he was wrong. And wait a minute, we're not having a legal conversation here. We're not in a court of law. But then they find out later on, well, yeah, in fact, whether or not you want to call it wiretapping, spying, or whatever, that President Trump was more right than wrong. But there's no walk back. There's no clarification. And this is why the media is losing credibility, and this tag of fake news, though they don't like it, but it's a shoe that's fitting.
Right, unfortunately, you know, and that is part of it, is the inability for the media to walk anything back, because they have decided, and, you know, I know this might sound extreme, but I think it's the truth. They have decided that Trump is an evil, illegitimate president. They really have. And once you've arrived at that decision, well, then you've lost all objectivity. And because of that, they're unable. They truly are. They're philosophically, personally, viscerally unable to take an objective view of the president. And because of that, they're unable to walk back even when they make mistakes. And they've made them, you know, ad infinitum. And by the way, it's interesting too that, you know, they'll always claim, oh, well, we made a mistake when they get, you know, facts just completely wrong and they're disproven. Things like that crazy BuzzFeed report about the president ordering Michael Cohen. That's just one example of many, ordering him to perjure himself, which was completely dismissed by the Mueller report. But they'll always claim, like, oh, okay, well, we made a mistake. It's interesting, isn't it, Bill, that those mistakes are never in favor of the president. They are always.
Yeah. Well, they, you know, don't you love it? You know, because this is used to drive me nuts with the kids when they were little. They go, well, you know, we say, well, you need to apologize. Okay, well, I'm sorry, but. No, there's no but. You just apologize, you know? And that's what I feel like a lot with the media. It's like, well, we're sorry, but, you know, you got to remember, the guy lied, and he's a liar and all this other stuff. Well, you negated the apology. You're really not sincere.
Right, right. No, to that point, too, I often – it's funny you say that, because I often think of that, too, about the little kid. What we see the media do so much lately, too, is the whataboutism. Is, okay, well, you know, this might have been bad of the Democrats or the media or the liberals to do, but what about this over here? It's what little kids do. You know, when your children are in trouble, they say, well, my brother did something worse. Right? I mean, that's the knee-jerk response.
Well, yesterday on the Hill, you know, we had all this conversation about, about giving money, you know, to Black America, you know, to give them some retribution here. And my mind is blank here. You know the word I'm looking for.
Right, reparations.
Reparations. And, and in part, one of the commentators says, well, yeah, it was the Democrats that did all this stuff, but it's the Republicans that are evil. Wait a minute. How do you go from here's the Democrats have done all this stuff, all this bad stuff? And even then, you know, it's like, come on, let's get real. As I was speaking with one of my Black friends, I said, look it, who's going to give reparations to all the non-Blacks that fought for the freedoms of Black Americans? You know, and he got quiet suddenly, you know.
At that point, I really feel strongly about this issue. It's so disrespectful. I know, you know, obviously the Civil War dead are so long dead that none of us knew them, you know.
Right.
None of those, you know, we there's no familiarity there. But regardless, it was the bloodiest war in American history. I think it was 500,000 casualties in total.
Mm-hmm.
I think about 300,000 of those, not just casualties, fatalities.
Right.
Like about 300,000 were from the Union North.
Mm-hmm.
Reparations were paid. This country literally bled, was torn asunder to end the evil of slavery. So to me, the reparations were the war that this country went to and paid an enormous price,
right,
to end that evil. So, you know,
the blood and treasure, and ultimately a president of the United States paid the price.
True. Right.
Right.
I think it's an incredible insult to them and to their intense sacrifice to then say, 150 years later, well, wait, we owe more on top of that, you know, on top of your lives. I think that's just bad. You know, I think it's not just bad policy. I think it's insulting.
Well, it really is. But as you said, if we come into the discussion with fixed ideology, I don't argue that somebody should have some passion about their position. But let's have the conversation. Let's talk about it. And let's do it in a way that doesn't invalidate. I mean, because there were some Black representatives that were there, and the comments from other Blacks was, well, that guy's an idiot. Why? Okay, see, this is the problem with the left and the right, particularly the left, is they want to weaponize everything. And if they can invalidate you and knock you out of the conversation, somehow they've won, but we haven't solved the problem.
Right. And
you know,
listen, you might get this too. I get that constantly, you know, certainly on social media where there's just
right.
a lot of ugliness. I'm often called Tio Tomas, you know, so Spanish for Uncle Bob.
You too, huh?
Yeah. You know, because I'm
okay. Hey, look, we got to go to break. We got more from Steve
right.
after this. Stay with
and
us.
You do your budget. And you look at all your monthly costs, your bills, your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would help? What would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. And that is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. MediShare is a Christian health care sharing ministry, and it works. No wonder more than 400,000 people are doing this now. And look, whether you're single or married or you have kids, this can make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. Just think what you can do with $500 a month. That can cover a car payment or payback loans or whatever. Join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Find out more. The MediShare people are so easy to talk to. They can answer any questions. They are super friendly. Call 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
Attention timeshare owners. Are high maintenance fees driving you crazy? Well, how would you like to rent or even sell your timeshare and eliminate your maintenance fees? Now you can by making one quick call to Timeshares by Owner, a national company with an A+ BBB rating that specializes in helping consumers sell or rent their timeshares. And if you call right now, we'll give you a free timeshare market evaluation and explain to you our exclusive double your money back guarantee. Now you don't need to be wasting money on a timeshare you don't
code always used. You can rent or even sell it. Call right now and get your free market report and learn about our industry-leading double your money back guarantee. Learn your options now on how to sell or rent your timeshare and eliminate most of the cost and headaches. Call now. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Send your emails direct.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Ladies and gentlemen,
NSA free to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, we're back with you with CNN commentator, former Trump campaign operative, the one and only Steve Cortez. Hey, Steve, let's talk about, you're going to be in Miami on Tuesday for the Latino Coalition launch rally, which has got to be incredible because... I'll tell you, whether it's Black America or Americans at large, I mean, Donald Trump and his policies have done wonders for minorities across this country, has he not?
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that I think is greatest about this economic revival of Donald Trump is not just that the growth is faster, that's important, but also that it's broader. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that most of all is that people who were left behind during the slow growth era of President Obama, blue-collar workers, are now the ones actually taking the lead in terms of wage growth. And look, everybody's wages are growing, and I want wealthy people's wages to grow and white-collar folks. But the fact is blue-collar wage growth is outpacing white-collar wage growth for the first time in a decade, and very much related to that, Hispanic wage growth.
Exactly.
Vastly outperforming national wage growth. So Hispanics are prospering under this president. It's incredible for our community, and I believe they're going to return the favor politically to him in 2020.
Well, it's disingenuous for those on the left that claim that the tax cuts only help the top 1%, because to your point, and what we've seen in time and memoriam, that a high tide raises all boats. And this is what's happening. All boats are rising, whether you're a Democrat or a Republican. And, you know, for those that are seeing money in their bank account, 401ks that they don't have a problem looking at once in a while, which for eight years it was like, oh, they had to wince every time they opened up and saw what was happening with their 401k. Now it's exciting for them. And then you've got people on the left, especially some of these presidential candidates, just out there, you know, spouting what I would call just bold-faced lies, Steve. And what's going to hurt them in the long run is this injures their credibility, just like with the mainstream media. You've got to, you know, look, and I understand politics is all about hyperbole And we're going to talk a little bit more about that in just a moment when we talk about AOC. But we get it. It's all, but at the end of the day, there's got to be some reference or connection to reality, doesn't there?
No, absolutely, too. And you know what? Also, part of what I'm hoping we're going to talk about Tuesday at this rally in Miami to kick off the Latino Coalition for Trump with the vice president is small business. The Hispanic community, the Hispanic demographic is the most entrepreneurial demographic statistically in America. We love to start small businesses, something I'm very proud of, something that's just endemic to our culture. And small business is thriving under this.
Exactly.
And so that also, I think, is part of the excitement and the dynamism that we see. You know, and again, I think that the conditions for prosperity have been created by President Trump. I believe that the Hispanic community is going to return the favor politically with votes in 2020. And look, he did far better in 2016 than anybody believed he could do among Hispanics. He did better than Mitt Romney had done in 2012. Mm-hmm. If we build on that and we get the Hispanic vote 40% or, you know, north of that into the 40s, it's game over. The Democrats literally cannot win if we have an Hispanic turnout for Trump in the 40s. And key states like Florida, for instance, are that
exactly
reach.
Look what happened in Orlando, Steve. In Orlando, you got 100,000, 150,000 people buying tickets to be there to see the president for the kickoff of this 2020 campaign. Even the brain trust of the Democratic Party said, we don't have anybody that could fill any arena like that. I mean, so they see the enthusiasm gap widening even all the more now that President Trump has announced the 2020 campaign and has got it underway. And they're freaking out. I mean,
right.
To the point that they're shooting at each other now.
Right, that, you know, for a guy, the only people who can fill an arena like that generally are people who can sing or play a sport, right? This guy can't do either, and yet he has rock star type magnetism. He really does. The excitement and the energy, you know, it's incredible. Nobody works a crowd like him.
Right.
You know, but more importantly, too, and that's some of the fun and the optics, but more importantly, the substance is that you know, people believe again in this country. And, you know, to your point earlier, their lived reality is so key. They know
exactly
more money. They know that if they don't like their job, there's a good chance they can get a better job.
Right.
You know, they know that their kids coming out of school aren't going to just move back into their old room and do nothing. There's an opportunity for them,
right,
you know, to actually pay back their student loans and that sort of thing. So the lived reality is improving. And again, I think that a lot of people, even if they're not political in nature, they know that. And they're going to support this president and say, you know what, I want 4 more years of that.
Exactly. Well, Steve, you just said something that's really key, and I hope people understood and grabbed a hold of it. You said substance. The last Democrat to be able to get some enthusiasm and draw a crowd was Barack Obama, as we know. But, you know, he said, hope you can believe in. Well, but it came up empty. We got hopeless because the promises he made, whether it was on health care or whatever other issues that he made, it was just like one, you know, failed promise after another. Now you got this president who is not a politician, understandably and thankfully. And what does he know? He makes a promise and says, well, I'm going to follow up on it.
Right.
The, you know, the Democrats don't know what to do. Nancy Pelosi's brain bruised over this stuff. And it's like, look, at your hands are full, whether or not it is you want to deal with the border crisis. And you guys want to piecemeal and bifurcate this deal. And like this argument that you had, well, debate, allegedly, that you had the other night on CNN that's gone viral. You know, Cuomo, I think Cuomo on the surface is a talented guy, but the expression of his talent sometimes, I think, limits his potential because he comes in as an ideologue. And even when he frames the discussion between you and Angela Wright, he's not a mediator. He's already, you know, lighting you up with a introduction that is very much anti your position right from the get-go. And bless your heart, you're taking the bullets to try to have the conversation. But, you know, the big deal here is, first of all, with AOC that people need to understand is that she gets the aspect of social media. Social media, which Trump understands and has worked it very effectively, it's about the headlines. It's about getting attention. But the difference between AOC and Donald Trump is what you said earlier, substance. Is
right.
He following up on the headline? AOC gets attention, and then you go to talk to her, and you go, wow, you're messed up. You know, you go, there's no substance.
Right. You're touching on something important, though. I will say this about it. I think a lot of conservatives tend to just dismiss AOC. I don't dismiss her. She is, now, again, you're exactly right. There's no substance there. And the only policy answers she does have, there's not very many answers, but the answers she does have are completely wrong and antithetical to America and to our Constitution. However, having said that, you know, to your other point, she's incredibly skilled at social media. She's a skilled, you know, attractive communicator. And I think in that regard, she should not be dismissed. You know, she's been incredibly powerful and persuasive out there. I think that in terms of politics, the two people who are best at social media and best at sort of commandeering the narrative are Donald Trump and AOC.
Yeah.
And in many ways, they're incredibly different, right? You have this young urban Latina, and then you have this, you know, older white man. And certainly philosophically, they couldn't be more disparate. But one thing they share in common, other than both being from New York, one thing they share in common is that they're both really absolute experts at commandeering the narrative. Now, in the case of AOC, in this recent instance, I think it backfired on her drastically. You know, as
without a doubt. And then everybody's circling. You know, they're circling around her to protect her. But wait a minute. You know, because the whole issue and what Chris missed on this whole deal is that whether or not you're talking about nationalism or concentration camps, the deal is you got to understand. Okay, how are you defining it? Are you defining it connotatively, which is according to the culture, or denotatively according to the dictionary? Now, Angela brought up, you know, she wanted to look at it denotatively, but as you said, look at colloquially and forever, for time in history, people look at the term concentration camp as being quite incendiary and associated, especially when you use associated terms from the Third Reich. You pull it right out of that file, and to claim that somehow it got bleached bit in somewhere in the communication is beyond me.
No, listen, and let's just be frank here. It's a lie. I mean, it really is. To presuppose that she meant anything but Nazism when you use the phrase concentration camp and the phrase never again in close proximity,
exactly
the same conversation, you cannot tell any you cannot tell any honest person that you mean anything other than Nazism.
Exactly,
it's very clear, and honestly, I don't like it. They constantly accuse the president of lying, and I hate when they use that word because I think a majority of the time it's either an opinion or it's a joke. And you know, I think they're far too quick to call him a liar. They don't know his intent, so I don't like to use that phrase often. But in this case, her attempt to try, you know, through linguistic and philosophical gymnastics to try to somehow excuse what she said rather than just own it is really nothing short of a lie. And it's preposterous that the media bent over backwards to try to accommodate her in a way that they would never accommodate a conservative. And by the way,
And speaking of which, from the conservative viewpoint, they have to be careful to understand nationalism. Nationalism colloquially means one thing to conservatives, like patriotism. They might look at it as a synonym, but this is where you know, the left will go conveniently to the dictionary and see nationalism as something that, you know, is associated with the Third Reich and other countries that have been you know, driven by their own personal interests at the expense of others. I don't get that with Donald Trump, and I don't get that with this country right now. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Not at all. No, and I do fight back on this point because I do think that they're trying to change the meaning of the word nationalism. And, you know, I'm an American nationalist and very proud to say that I am. And, you know, America First and American nationalism to me are about putting our interest before the interest of multilateral structures, before the interest of other countries. But that is not ugly. It's not retrograde. That's just sensible. And I believe they're trying to conflate nationalism, American nationalism, with what I call ethno-fascism, which is what
exactly
did.
No, that was a good point.
Axis powers did.
Well, look what happened. You know, we've kicked back and we've let, whether it's China, Iran, go on down the list. It's long, you know, that have taken advantage of the country. And President Trump comes in and says, hey, the party's over. We're under new management now, right?
That's right. New sheriff now. Thank goodness.
Exactly. But we got to leave it there. As always, Steve, appreciate the time. All the best for you with Vice President Trump down there in Miami on Tuesday. Take care.
Hey, thanks so much.
CNN commentator and former Trump campaign operative Steve Cortez on Bill Martinez Live.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it.
Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of you.